Two teenagers, Anne Marie Miller and James Bell Jr., were shot to death on Wednesday in Milwaukee. Police say a building maintenance man killed the teens when the janitor was being beaten with a baseball bat in a confrontation that also involved an acquaintance of the pair. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office said today the investigation continues. Speaking generally about shooting deaths where self-defense is possibly being considered, former Waukesha County DA Paul Bucher says prosecutors first analyze whether the shooter believes he or she had to use deadly force.
I mean, a subjective belief is what you were thinking, and you often can prove that by recordings, witnesses, just by the person saying, I thought I had to use self-defense.
Bucher says a second, more difficult question is, was the shooter's belief reasonable?
Would an average person under similar or same circumstances with the same training have come to the same belief?
Finally, Bucher says prosecutors have to decide if the force used was excessive. The defense lawyer for the Milwaukee maintenance man says his client carried a gun as an occupational necessity. Also this week, the sheriff in Barron County says first-degree homicide charges are possible against three people allegedly involved in the shooting of Daniel Raven. And in Crawford County, authorities say 70-year-old Robert Reagan shot his 68-year-old wife, Karen Reagan, to death before killing himself with a revolver. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.